بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ نعت شریف ہے عزت والا کا, حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, ادام اللہ فیوزہم علینا. اور یہ نعت شریف کا یہ عنوان ہے, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوگا. عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں اس غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں ایسے غباروں سے مستور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں روضے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بجل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روضے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بجل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. میں روضے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بجل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روضے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بجل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا.
گا میں مملون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا مدینہ کے انوار شام و سغر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا مدینہ کے انوار شام و سغر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا کی سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا کی سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں روضے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا ہی سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا مدینہ میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا مدینہ میں جب دل جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا
It's something new now. People were also, many people must be asking, so many people making safar, is this right or what? The buzurgs of the past should travel with 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people. They should make safar and they should go. And especially like who is still alive, of Istanbul, Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi. He went for Umrah, about 20,000 people went with him for Umrah. So first, this is in our time, he's still alive till today, Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi, Naqshbandi Khyalat, very great Sheikh of the Tasawwuf. So we shouldn't be surprised and we should be honored. Like for example, Masha, wherever the students from almost all parts of the country, of the world, are coming to us, and the beautiful environment, but all in their kurtas and everything, it's such a beautiful environment that itself, not only Muslims, how many non-Muslims have been influenced by this, just that environment. This very beautiful poem, beautiful time, all are going for Umrah at this time, and beautifully rendered also by Maulana. Gulistan Taiba se masroor hunga, by the beautiful gardens of Medina, I will become extremely happy. This garden is the spiritual garden. It could refer to the khajur orchards also, the physical gardens. And it's not very long ago, very long, that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and his garden was present there. Where the first section of the umbrella section is, on the top left hand corner there, just near Rozai Mubarak, her garden was there. And it was still recently, but now space. So they had to unfortunately remove that also. So I will become extremely joyous by seeing these beautiful gardens of Medina Sharif. Ajam ki bayaba se mafroor hunga. I will run away from all the deserts of the foreign lands. These are all deserts where there is no that spirituality which is in Medina Sharif. Gulistan Taiba se masroor hunga. And I will become extremely joyous and happy with the beautiful spiritual gardens of Taiba, of Medina Sharif. Me didari gumbat se makhmoor hunga. I'll go in a trance by seeing the beautiful green dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Seeing it with my own eyes physically, not in pictures, that Allah brought me here today. And I'll go in a trance like a person who is drunk with liquor. I'll go drunk in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. When I see this, I'll become complete noor. I'll come like the Mount Tur when Allah's Tajalli came on. Allah will make me by seeing the beautiful gumbat, the beautiful green dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Gunao se apne me ranjoor hunga. I'll be very sorrowful and sad of all my sins. And this, I will realize that where am I fit to be here? I'm not fit to even think of Medina Sharif. To be present here, I'll be very sorrowful and sad of my own condition. And by the blessings of the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will be forgiven by Allah. Right? That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever goes and visit him, is going to intercede for him. And by the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Medina. This was also, but in the past, when now everywhere it's all tarred roads, tiled everywhere. But it wasn't very long ago when it was not like that. And when there was a whirlwind, a storm, and the wind of Medina used to blow. And the sand of Medina that blew with that sand, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I will cover myself. I'll make it a parda. I'll make it like a burqa over me, a jubba over me, with the sands of Medina. I won't run away from them, but that sand I will enjoy it and let it cover my body and let that be my clothes. The sand of the land of Madinatul Munawwara. May Rauza pe salli ala nazar karke. I will present the salatu salam at Rauza Mubarak, the greatest benefactor of mankind, the Kribadis Khuda, Tuhi Buzurg Qissa Mukhtasar, to be present there at this honorable place. I will present my humble salutations, my salams. Badil Noor Hunga, Bajan Noor Hunga. My heart will become Noor, my ruh will become Noor as I stand so near to my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great honor to be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just at a distance of about 7-10 meters, you are present there. Even if the crowds are so big and the guards don't allow you to even stand a second but just to pass by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to be part of that crowd that came and visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you get opportunity to stand and to present your salatu salam with utmost humility, to be thinking, who am I, full of sin, where am I fit to be here, and Allah's kindness and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's invitation that I am brought here. Medina ke anwar, anwar-e-sham o sahar se, by the anwarat of Medina, the morning and evening, and whoever has been there knows what a beautiful atmosphere in the morning. After Fajr, you are sitting in the haram, at Maghrib time, before Maghrib, after Maghrib. What a beautiful environment. Sarapa dilo jaan se masroor hunga, completely with my heart and soul, I'll be just so happy. Allah brought me to this beautiful place. Allah may be present here. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka, and I will be thankful to Allah for His kindness. I will realize it's not me, not my money, not my time, not my ability, not my desire. Allah was kind. He brought me. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. Never will I be proud that I came. I'm better than others, etc. Never will that come. I'll be just thankful to Allah that an unworthy soul like me, You brought me and presented me here. Har ek amar mein raah-e sunnat par chalkar, in each and every matter I'll try my utmost to follow sunnat. Everything while, especially while we are in Medina Sharif, khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga. And by the kindness of Allah, by practicing on sunnat, Allah's great help will be with me. Wahid ke shaheedon ke khoon-e wafa se, if a person goes for ziyarat, if he goes to Uhud, then what lesson he should take there? To make isali sawab, he can do everywhere. But to go to the qabristan, there is a lesson that this is my dream home. This is my final abode. That is the lesson. Otherwise, dua maghfirat, isali sawab, a person can make from wherever he is. So the lesson that we take from Uhud, that by their blood of loyalty, they sacrifice their blood. Today we not prepared to sacrifice our time, our desires, our sweat little bit, any difficulty, but they gave their blood, they gave their lives. Sabak leke paamande dastoor hunga. I'll take a lesson from this and I will be firm on Shariat. I will call him munafaqat, I will throw out of my life. Hypocrisy. All bid'at and innovations I'll throw out of my life. I'll follow Quran and Sunnat as Quran and Sunnat has to be followed. Medina mein jab qalbo jaan chhor aaya. And when I have to leave Medina, I've left my heart and life in Medina. A person doesn't want to leave Medina. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. Physically, I will have separated myself from Medina Sharif. Spiritually, I won't separate myself. I left my heart and soul in Medina. I'm still in Medina. Though physically, I have to return home. I have to carry on with life. But my heart and soul, my love will be in Medina. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar. And when a person makes ziyarat of Masjid Quba and reading the nafil namazes there, har ek raah-e sunnat se, poor noor hunga. I will bring every sunnat in my life and I'll make my life to become full of noor by following the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I won't just go and make my 2 rakats of nafil that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to Quba on a Saturday morning. No, not only that, but I'll bring all the sunnats in my life. By the barakat, I'll make that a springboard to from where all the other sunnats will come into my life. May Allah bless us with these realities.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are shar and beautiful love and thanks to our Hazrat, one of the Hazrat's murid from UK.
I forgot about this, mashallah, one lady from the UK, she has prepared this ashar, who follows our programs very vigilantly and great qualities. Allah has blessed her. She's an alima and she makes poetry in Arabic, Urdu, very good poetry. So this particular poetry, I was by just to prepare it.
Bismillah. Duniya so rahi hai zulmat ki chadar od kar. دنیا سو رہی ہے ظلمت کی چادر اوڑھ کر زنا عریانیت چوری ڈاکا ہر طرح کی برائی سے، جہاں دیکھو غفلت ہی غفلت ہر طرف چھا گئی، گناہوں کی آتش کی دھن ہر طرف، مشغل ایمان کو راکھ کرنا ارے نادا، تو اسی آتش کی جوتی چوم کر آنکھوں کو لگاتا ہے، کیا تیری عقل ماری گئی کہ کیا تیری عقل ماری گئی کہ تو دو روپے میں اپنے ایمان کا سودا کر بیٹھا، نام تو تیرا مسلمان لیکن نام تو تیرا مسلمان لیکن تیری ہر ادا کافراں، سر تیرا زمین بس جود، دل لبریز عشق بتاں، دین تیرا رسم و رواج دھوکا سارے جہاں کو، دین تیرا رسم و رواج دھوکا ہے سارے جہاں کو، تیرے اندر کا نفاق ہے آیا، رب ذوالجلال کے سامنے تیرے اندر کا نفاق ہے آیا، رب ذوالجلال کے سامنے کب تک یہ کھیل اور تماشا رہے گا جاری، کیا اسی دھوکے کی کشمکش میں ہوگی زندگی فنا، کیا جواب دے گا اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے مبارک آنسوؤں کی بارش کو، کیا جواب دے گا اپنے حبیب کے مبارک آنسوؤں کی بارش کو، کیا منہ دکھائے گا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے خون کے دریا کو، جب سوال اٹھے گا کہ اس کا صلہ تو کیا لایا، جب سوال اٹھے گا کہ اس کا صلہ تو کیا لایا، سنتوں کو روند کر مذاق بنایا، تجھ جیسے مسلمانوں نے ایمان کی شمع کو بجھایا، تیری توقع والوں نے ظلمت کی گھٹائیں ہر طرف چھا گئیں، اس ظلمت کدے میں ظلمت کی گھٹائیں ہر طرف چھا گئیں، اس ظلمت کدے میں لیکن ایک سینہ اب بھی بیدار ہے اس غم عاشقاں لیے ہوئے، جلتا ہے عشق میں رات اور دن، جلتا ہے عشق میں رات اور دن، بحسرت غم دو جہاں. This is to our Hazrat Ishara, to our Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh. مشغل ایمان کو سینوں میں نئی زندگی دیے ہوئے، مشغل ایمان کو سینوں میں نئی زندگی دیے ہوئے، پھر سورج سے ظلمت کا پردہ اٹھائے ہوئے، سبحان اللہ، دنیا کو احساس الہی سے نمودار کرتے ہوئے، دنیا کو احساس الہی سے نمودار کرتے ہوئے، ایک ایک سنت کو اٹھا اٹھا کر آنکھوں سے لگاتے ہوئے، دنیا کو احساس الہی سے نمودار کرتے ہوئے، ایک ایک سنت کو اٹھا اٹھا کر آنکھوں سے لگاتے ہوئے، صدیوں کی قربانیوں کے قطرے قطرے کی قدر کرتے ہوئے، صدیوں کی قربانیوں کے قطرے قطرے کی قدر کرتے ہوئے، اس مایوسی کی فضا میں ایک آواز امید اب بھی باقی ہے، ایک آواز حق کی صدا گونج کر باطل کو ہلاتی ہے، ایک آواز حق کی صدا گونج کر باطل کو ہلاتی ہے، ایک صدائے عشق اب بھی دلوں سے عشق بتا توڑ کر منور کرتی ہے، ایک ذات اب بھی سینہ نبوی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ایک ذات اب بھی سینہ نبوی کی کو ٹھنڈک پہنچاتی ہے، دعا ہے تجھ سے اے میرے، دعا ہے تجھ سے اے میرے الہ اپنے دل سے حفاظت کرنا ہمارے شیخ کی ہر طرف سے، آمین، دعا ہے تجھ سے اے میرے الہ اپنے دل سے حفاظت کرنا ہمارے شیخ کی ہر طرف سے، شمار کرنا ان کو اپنے اولیاء خاص میں، شمار کرنا ان کو اپنے اولیاء خاص میں، قبولیت ہر طرح کی ان کو نواز دے، قابلیت اور تمام اسباب حق ان کے لیے مہیا فرما دے، دین و دنیا آخرت کی ہر نعمت ان کو عطا فرما دے، اور ان کا سایہ شفقت ہم نا اہلوں پر ہمیشہ بقا دے، دعا ہے تجھ سے اے میرے الہ اپنے دل سے حفاظت کرنا ہمارے شیخ کی ہر طرف سے، شمار کرنا ان کو اپنے اولیاء خاص میں، قبولیت ہر طرح کی ان کو نواز دے، قابلیت اور تمام اسباب حق ان کے لیے مہیا فرما، دین اور دنیا و آخرت کی ہر نعمت ان کو ہو عطا، اور ان کا سایہ شفقت ہم نہ اہلوں پر ہو ہمیشہ بقا، دنیا سو رہی ہے ظلمت کی چادر اوڑ کر، زنا عریانیت چوری ڈاکا ہر طرح کی برائی سے،
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب، صدق الله العظيم. This poem, as I mentioned, is prepared by a lady from the UK, and mashallah, this is what gives us great encouragement so far away. But in our bayan, small points that we mention,
she picks up and capitalizes on them and takes great benefit on it. And she even expresses it. And those that are so close, we don't hear this from them, that they have understood, that they have appreciated, but from so fine a lady. And she, mashallah, appreciates and picks up on the small fine, so to say. She reads in between the lines and she picks up points. And not only picks it up, but capitalizes. And then expresses a great appreciation for all this. May Allah bless us all with those qualities, inshallah. In the light of our bayans, etc. And she follows them very diligently, very vigilantly. And she covers up wherever she misses, she listens also. And I get myself surprised that when she reminds that this you mentioned in the bayan, and I took this benefit from it. So may Allah give us the to once a person develops this quality, from Quran you will get billions of benefits. From bayans you will get billions of benefits. But when that quality is not there, we like sleeping through the bayan. We don't even get the main, the actual message that was given. And all the in between the lines, and in fact in between the words, and in between the vowels, that there are so many things, we don't even, our mind doesn't go to all those things. And we're happy that we also coming to majlis, but see people from thousands of kilometers away, and how much of benefit they're taking. And for this also, mashallah, Bhai Shaheen updates, and he always excuses himself, transmission wasn't right. But anyway, all that, and Brother Yusuf, they all encourage and started this website where people in the world are benefiting. May Allah let good come out of it, save us from the harm. She writes, Dunya, so rahi hai, zulmat ki chadar aur kar. The dunya is sleeping with the blanket of darkness, of guna. The whole dunya is sleeping in the blanket of guna. What is that blanket of guna? Zina, adultery, naked nudity, chori, dhaka, crime, robbery, hijackings, har tarah ki burai. Every evil, the dunya is sleeping in all this evil. There is no life in the dunya. The dunya is in ghaflat, is in unmindfulness. Jahan dekho ghaflat hi ghaflat, har taraf cha gayi. Unmindfulness of Allah is throughout in the world. People, Muslims, and at this festive season, Muslims got Christmas trees in their house. Muslims have got all the trimmings of Christmas in their houses. Muslims are in such a state, they forgot they are Muslims during this period. They will come out of that sleep after this holiday period and then realize, yes, we are still Muslims. But at the moment, unfortunately, how many Muslims have forgotten that they are Muslims? Gunahu ki aatish ki dhoon hai. Everywhere is the smoke of the fire of the sins throughout the world. Mash'ale iman ko raakh karna. The signs of iman, to make ash out of the signs of iman, the values of iman. Are nadan, to isi aatish ki jui chhoom kar aankho ko lagata hai. Oh, ignorant, stupid person, are you taking this the smoke of this fire and making it surma for your eyes? You are enjoying this filth and dirt of the sins, and you are putting it, making the surma of your eyes. You are enjoying it in this way. Kya teri akal mari gayi ke tu do rupiye mein apne iman ka sauda kar baitha? What are your brains gone? Are they completely finished? That for two cents, 2 pennies, 2 rupees, you have sold your iman for the filth and dirt of this dunya? And all you are getting involved in all the sin and the filth and dirt, what has happened to you? Naam to tera musalman, lekin teri har ada kafira. Your name is Muslim, but every action of yours is that of the non-believers. Your dressing, your way of speaking, everything of yours is that of the non-Muslims. Sir tera zameen ba sujood, dil labrez ishq e buta. Your head is down in sajda, but your heart is full of the idols of this world. All the filth and dirt of this world, the filthy, dirty woman, all the haram things of this world. Your head is down in sajda, but your heart is full of all this filth and dirt. Deen tera rasam aur rivaj dhoka sari jahan ko. What is your deen? It's just rasam and rivaj. Just, what is rasam rivaj? Jee. Customary. Your deen is just customary, just an outward show to deceive the whole world. That I'm also, I'm a big buzurg, I'm a pious person. But inside, tere andar ka nifaq hai aya, Rabbi dhul jala ke saamne. But your hypocrisy of your heart, Allah is watching it openly. You can make a show of your Islam and your deen, and you can make a show of your piety, but Allah knows what is in your heart, what filth and dirt is filled in your heart. Kab tak ye khel aur tamasha jari rahega? How long are you going to carry on with this tomfoolery and trying to deceive people? Kya isi dhoka ke kashmakash mein hogi zindagi fana? Are you going to finish your life in all this evil and not correct your life? Kya jawab dega apne Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki mubarak aansuon ki barish ko? What answer will you give to the rainfall of the tears of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How he cried for you, and what are you doing? Kya muh dikhayega Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki khoon ke darya ko? And what are you going to reply to the river of the blood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that flowed for your guidance and for your salvation in dunya also akhirat? And what aren't you doing? Jab sawal uthega ke iska sila tu kya laya? When this question will be asked, what have you done? What have you brought for the tears of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For the rivers of the blood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What did you prepare? What have you come with? Sunnato ko ron kar mazak banaya tujh jaise musalman hai. The sunnats, you made a joke out of them. Muslims like you made a joke out of the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was this what you, was the reward of the tears, of the waterfalls, of the rain, of the tears of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this the reward for the blood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he sacrificed for the ummah, that you made jokes out of the sunnat? You trampled the sunnats and did not practice them? Iman ki shama ko bujaya teri tawakku walo ne. The signs of Iman and the flame of Iman, those that, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you had hope in, they went and put out the flame of Iman. Not the enemy. Those that you had hope who will make my flame of Iman burn bright, they went and put off the flame of Iman. What answer will we give on the day of Qiyamah? Zulmat ki ghatayin har taraf cha gayi is zulmat kada mein. The winds and the storms of darkness have covered the whole world from all sides. Lekin ek seena ab bhi bedar hai, but there is one heart that is still alive. Us mein ghame aashiqa liye hue, and that one heart has got the love of the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala. Chalta hai ishq mein raat aur din, ba hasrat ghame do jahan. He's crying day and night for the love that the people can get of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Mashghal iman ko seenon mein nayi zindagi dete hue, and his work is to bring new life of iman in the hearts of the people. Phir surat se zulmat ka pardo uthaye hue, and then he removes the darkness which is covering the rays of the sun, the darkness of sin, of evil. He's removing all that and letting the sun shine properly again upon the people. Dunya ko ehsas ilahi se namudar karte hue, and making the world awaken to the love of Allah Ta'ala, to the reality and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Ek ek sunnat ko utha kar aankho se lagate hue, but one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making it alive and putting it to his, making it the surma of his eyes. Sadiyo ki kurbaniyo ki qatre qatre ki qadr karte hue, and appreciating the centuries of the sacrifice of Muslims all along, how Muslims have sacrificed right from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, tabi'in, tabi'in, all had to make great, great sacrifice. Appreciating all those sacrifices, is mayusi ki fiza mein ek awaz ummeed ab bhi baati hai. In this world of losing hope, mayusi, that there isn't hope, but there is this one voice that is still giving us great hope that we can correct our lives and we can join with Allah Ta'ala. Ek awaz haq ki sada ghoonj kar batil ko hilati hai. One voice of truth is going and knocking against the evil sounds and voices of this world and hitting hard against them.
ایک صدا عشق اب بھی دلوں سے عشق بوتا توڑ کر منور کرتی ہے. There is still this one sound of truth, a voice of truth that is making the love in the hearts of the people alive and killing and destroying the love of the idols and the love of haram in the world. ایک ذات اب بھی سینے نبوی کو ٹھنڈک پہنچاتی ہے. There is still one person that is giving coolness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دعا ہے تجھ سے اے میرے الہ, اے دل سے, اپنے دل سے. I make dua to you, O my Allah, from the bottom of my heart. حفاظت کرنا ہمارے شیخ کی ہر طرف سے. Safeguard our شیخ from all sides. شمار کرنا ان کو اپنے اولیاء خاص میں. O Allah, join him and make him amongst the special اولیاء. قبولیت ہر طرف کی ان کو نواز دے. Give him acceptance from all sides. قابلیت اور تمام اسباب حق ان کے لیے مہیا فرما دے. That would give him the ability in order to express, to make bayan, all that, and all the means also. Grant him all the means from all sides, deen or dunya, آخرت کے ہر ہر نصرت نعمت ان کو عطا فرما. Give him all the نعمتس of deen, dunya and آخرت from all sides. اور ان کا سایہ شفقت ہم نا اہلوں پر ہو ہمیشہ بقا. And let his shadow always stay upon us, we who are not deserving of it, but his shadow stay upon us all the time. So may Allah let us also benefit in this way, and that capacity is within us. And it is the work of the sheikh to try and make it alive. And you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. All your effort you can make, but if he doesn't want to, what can you do about it? But the duty of the sheikh is to make every effort. Though he might seem hard also at times, but the murid will benefit. Look at this one lady, how far? A lady, but see how much she's benefiting. And at the same time, think we who are here, we are men, we are ulama. MashaAllah, she's an alima also. And see how much they are benefiting, how much are we benefiting. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In the ayats of the Quran Sharif, I recited the surah Wattin, and this is also, in fact, Alam Nashrah. These are all in the great, great honor and praises and consolement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we should think that Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is independent of his whole creation, Allah is not in need of anyone or anything. What must be the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of Allah, that Allah is going out of his way to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we, if our son, daughter has a problem, we console them. But finally also we get tired. Now we did so much, what more can I do? We are humans, we are limited in every way, we are limited. How much more can we do? Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is unlimited in every aspect. And what love Allah must be having for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not ayats of the Quran, surahs of the Quran Allah revealed. The whole surah, Surah Muhammad, Allah revealed. This whole surah and how many other surahs? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the greatest honor which Allah had bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the surah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. That we have given you the well of Kawthar. We have given you khair kathir, goodness in great abundance. What goodness was given to the whole world, more than that was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will raise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Maqami Mahmood, the honorable stage and the honorable, position, the stool of the king, the throne, to that honorable throne, Allah Ta'ala will raise Nabi Kareem sallallahu. Then everyone will realize, even the kafirs, our realization, what fortunate is that person who realizes now, that what is the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what great honor Allah, and the person who can see it now, actually who can see it, that what a honor Allah had given that person, Jannat is nothing in front of that person. A person who got connection and have understood Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for that reason we must make regularly dua
for the ma'rifat of Nabi Sallallahu, that we can know who our Nabi Sallallahu was. As Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says, Maut mujhe na aaye jab tak ke raaz-e-tauheed se main aaga na ho jaun. Oh Allah, let not death overtake me until I've understood tawheed. Tawheed has come into me. We think we're believing in one Allah, but we are still very far from tawheed. We have made our own persons partners with Allah Ta'ala. That I can do, I did, I am doing, I will do. We can. What can we do? Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, I studied Tafsir Alhamdulillah under him in Pakistan, in Rawalpindi. He said the whole Pakistan, the whole world knew me as Tawheedi. Maulana Ghulamullah Khan, Tawheedi. Because he should speak a lot about the people who go to the qabrs, worship the qabrs, make tawaf at the qabrs, make sajda, ask the people of the qabr for their needs, etc. So he says, maine puri zindagi aadhi Tawheed bayan ki. My whole life I only explained half Tawheed. What was that half Tawheed? Ke murdo se kuch nahi hota. That the dead cannot do anything. He says, ek aam tablighi aadmi 3 din lagata hai. Ordinary tablighi man goes for 3 days in jamaat aur puri tawheed bayan karta. Na murdo se hota hai aur na zindo se hota hai. That not the dead can do anything, not the living can do anything. Na apne se kuch hota hai, na ghairo se kuch hota hai. Na nabiyo se hota hai, na waliyo se hota hai. Not the nabi can do anything, not the wali can do it. Ek hota hai to ek khuda se hota hai. That tawheed in the zaat of Allah. That Allah is one in the sifat of Allah. All His sifat, wo yatta hai, He is alone. Nobody has got the qualities which Allah has got. In the af'al of Allah, and this is a test that Allah has kept, Allah has joined His qudrat with asbab, with means. But the asbab are nothing. They can't do anything whatsoever. A mu'min is supposed to see beyond the asbab and see the hand of Allah working. That these are just puppets on the show. Your shop, your medicine, your effort of deen, anything. All these are just means. Even your amal. It is only Allah's fazl and karam by which person's work will be done. So all these asbab are necessary sunnah to follow asbab. But the yaqeen that Allah alone is the doer. So much so, that is also a stage of ghulu, excessiveness of some Sufis, that they give up dua also. That by our dua also nothing will happen. And we must be content with what Allah has decreed. That is an excessive. That is people who are maghloobul hal. That condition has overtaken them. Otherwise the sunnah is to make dua. We are commanded in so many ayats. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make dua. To show our muhtajgi, our need of Allah ta'ala. That a person cries to Allah, begs of Allah. Whereas on the other side, a person, whatever, Allah, you are the doer. I'm happy with whatever. Mutma'in baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That we are sitting content, you are the absolute power, absolute sovereign. And at the same time, everything you do is with full wisdom. So everything is from Allah Ta'ala, but dua is also commanded. So this that we must have, that we turn to Allah Ta'ala, Tawheed, that in the af'al of Allah, He is the only doer. Allah is not in need of the malaika also for the system, running system of the world. Allah is not in need of the anbiya for hidayat also. Allah alone is the doer, that complete Tawheed. And in the same tone and in that same mode, we must have the ma'rifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who Allah Ta'ala had sent to us. And in this path, Allah is the doer. But whoever Allah has made the means, Allah has given great honor to them. From your parents, from your ustads, from your sheikh, right up to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and through Jibreel Alayhi Wasallam, right to Allah Ta'ala. And we must recognize this. And it must be a thing that lives with us all the time. We are unmindful of it. We forget our parents, what their favors are. We forget our ustads, what their favors are. We forget our sheikh, what his favors are upon us. We forget all this. This has to be made alive. So Allah Ta'ala has shown the great value and honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam's efforts together,
Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's effort of 950 years. Rabbi inni da'autu qawmi laylan wa nahara, day and night. 950 years I was inviting my people, and they just turned a deaf ear. They harmed me. They threw thorns in my way, physically also, and they blocked my way. They went and spoiled the ears of the people that don't listen to this man. He's a madman. For Nabi sallallahu, for every Nabi, what things, all that sacrifices of the Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu's sacrifices were greater. All the efforts of all the Anbiya together, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort was even greater. So, and the people were not responding. In fact, they were causing impediments, blockages. They were stopping the promotion of deen and the propagation of deen. So Allah ta'ala says, my Nabi, don't worry. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. That have we not opened your heart? That yaqeen is in you. And a person who is blessed with the yaqeen of Allah, wallah, the whole world can belong to you. All the buildings of the world, all the aeroplanes and ships and submarines, and all the women of the world, all the money. But when you got yaqeen of Allah, who, and the whole world is not even one wing of the 6 wings of a mosquito of Allah Ta'ala. And not even a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1 wing of a mosquito. So if you got all that, what have you got? And if you got Allah, who is Malikul Mulk, who is Rabbul Alameen, who is Rahmatul, who is Rabbul Alameen, Allahu Akbar, if you got Allah. So when Allah has opened your heart, and Allah has come in your heart, we have given you everything, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even if nobody brings Iman, you got Iman, you got everything. Your duty you will carry on, and Allah will do His work when He wants to, who He wants to give hidayat. But hidayat is not even in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot give hidayat to whom you want to, O Nabi. Allah will give hidayat to whom He wants to. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on this ayat karima, used to make so much shukr, he used to make Eid. He says if hidayat was in the hands of the Nabi, he should have given his uncle's first hidayat. Abu Jahl, Abu Talib, where my number in Abyssinian slaves, where should my number have come? Far away in the back, if my number should have been. But Allah gave me a black Abyssinian slave, Allah gave me hidayat. And Allah opened my heart for this Islam. أَفَمَنْ شَرَّحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. The greatest ni'mat a person can get, whose heart Allah has opened for Islam. And how does a person know that Allah has opened that the heart for Islam? Allah put noor into that heart. And how do you know that noor is in your heart? Not by the complexion of your skin, that you are light in complexion and now you got that noor. No. How do you know? التَّجَافِي عَنِ الدَّارِ الْغُرُورِ. That this dunya doesn't appeal to you. The things of this dunya, all fashion, brand names, doing things in style, living in style, all this, all those things go out of you. All big parties and big weddings and holidays and all these things, all the style things and all that doesn't appeal to you. At-tajafi, yani, this is all dhoka's dunya, dunya's dhoka. Smart, smart houses, smart, smart cars. You live a life, you need things in this dunya. You live your life upon that, and the small amusements of this dunya, like children get amused with toys, with small toys. Big people, they know it's toys, what is that? So youngsters get amused with a game of Monopoly. I made 50 million, I made 2 billion. But people who are grown up, they know, what is this? They're nothing. What have you made? What 2 million? And what 50 million? They know it's nothing. And they know that Monopoly money is no money. Like that, a person who has got the reality of Akhirat, who has grown up, who has become baligh, you know, the dollars and the pounds, the riyals and the rands, they got no value whatsoever. They are not even like Monopoly money. And all the things of this dunya, all the women and the houses and the cars, they are not like even chappies and bubble gum. We don't waste our time. That is when the noor of Islam has come in the heart. At-tajafi ani daril ghurur. And not only that, you now finish with dunya, now you're just sleeping all the time, lazy. No, well, inabatu ila daril, to the life of the year after, to the real life of akhirat, your heart is inclined. Now you are more engaged in Allah's ibadah. معین مراقبہ، معین عبادت، معین تہجد، معین تلاوت، معین ذکر. Now you have come to a stage that you don't even want to speak much to people. Reading your Quran is more enjoyable to you. Your tasbih in your hand and durood sharif, istighfar, and you think of my condition, how bad. The third kalima and the greatness of that gives you joy. Wal inabatu ila daril khulood. Wal isti'dad lil maut qabla nuzulihi. And you are prepared for maut before maut even comes. Hey, that is now when that new. So a person who has got that, hasn't his heart been opened? Alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak, and this heavy weight that was on you of nabuwat. And this nabuwat, inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ard. We presented this work of deen on the heavens and the so great creations. Insan, one small little insan. The heavens how great, the earth how great. Allah says we first presented to them. And it is like a father tells his grown up son, 20, 25 year old son, do this work for me. The son, فَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْدَهَا. He says, no, I can't do it. And a small little, فَوَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. 2 year old boy, he's got usually a lot of love for his father. He says, Daddy, I will do it, don't worry. He can't do it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. But in his love, he said, I will do it. So insan, when Allah presented the amanat of deen on the heavens and the earth, they realized, we can't manage this. The carrying of a deen's amanat, to worship Allah, tawheed, to stay away from kufr and shirk, to stay away from nifaq and bid'at, to stay away from hypocrisy and innovations, to stay away from temptations of porn, of filthy woman, ugly woman, to stay away from all temptations of this dunya, big houses, sprawling gardens, and big swimming pools, all this temptation. A person who stays away from all that, the insan, he said, we are prepared. Heavens and the earth said, we can't manage this. But insan, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to make the translation of إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, that he made a great oppression, zulm on himself. And he was very jahula, bhola, bhala. He was very simple-minded. He didn't know what he's in for. Very happily he said, Allah, I will do it. Don't worry. I take the responsibility of deen in the world. He didn't know what he's in for. He was very bhola, bhala, very simple-minded. So anyway, so Allah says, this great responsibility of deen which we had placed on you, well, we had removed it. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. And how heavy was that duty and responsibility of deen? الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. Which broke your back. When wahi should come, and Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head used to be on the thigh of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, they should feel their leg is going to break any time. So much, and but Nabi sallallahu, whole Quran Sharif, 23 years he tolerated, and he went through this great weight that was placed upon him. When wahi used to come, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sweat, and great lot of sweat because of the weight of wahi. It was so heavy. The Quran Sharif, which Allah has put in 1,000 layers of noor, then Allah Ta'ala has, what you call the word? When you, essence, and it's very strong, you dilute. Allah diluted it with 1,000 layers of noor. That is why we can read Quran today. That is why we can touch the Quran, we can read the Quran. Otherwise, and that Quran, undiluted, was being revealed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, الَّذِي أَنْقَذَ ظَهْرَكَ. And after all this we did, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We made your dhikr very high and honorable. You yourself, what to say? Your deen, what to say about your Mubarak deen? But we made your remembrance. To speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read durood sharif and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made it very, very high. When this ayat kareema was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. He asked the sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The tafsir. What is the tafsir, the meaning of this ayat? The sahaba, who were pekare adab, who were an embodiment of respect and adab and honor, they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know. What do we know? We are ignorant people. Today we, any small matter, divorce matter, talaq, sighting of the moon, haram, halal issue, ikhtilaf of the ummah, of the ulama, which is also a rahmat from Allah, and we make a big issue, we become big muftis, and we can solve out the problems of the ulama. We are all giving advices what the ulama must do. And we are giving them, we should be taking advices from them, but today we are becoming advisors to them. We are giving fatwas about all the talaq matters, about the sighting of the moon. That's not our business. Other piece that we don't know, we must do what we have to do. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wahi came. And Jibreel alayhi salam brought the meaning of the ayat. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And there is a rare occasion where the tafsir of the Quran, revelation of Quran is by Allah. But the tafsir, Allah made it also. It's a very rare occasion. Otherwise, we read tafsir of Baydawi, Zamakhshari, Ibn Kathir. How many other tafsirs we read? We read tafsir. But there is a tafsir of Allah Ta'ala. And what a tafsir when it's Allah's tafsir. And may it affect us. And we just hear it, but it doesn't bring that joy. It doesn't bring ripples. It doesn't bring the waves of our heart that they must move stronger, a tsunami in our heart. Nothing happens in our heart. We just carry on as we are. When, even by the tafsir of Allah Ta'ala, it has no effect on us. And what a tafsir? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. A person who realizes this, he will go in a trance. He will go mad in the love of Allah. That Allah declared that, O my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I've made this arrangement in the world that whenever I will be remembered, you are going to be remembered with me also. What a position Allah gave to me, Nabi sallallahu. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, and he cried for at least 40 years for Allah to forgive him the error that he had made. And finally after 40 years when he told, and at 40 years when he cried, the tears that came from his eyes, were that wherever those tears fell, and the flowers that grew until Qiyamah, all sweet smelling flowers, are the barakat of those tears. The tears of Adam alayhi salam when he cried to Allah. Today whether it can be our Radkirani, our Chambeli, today and tomorrow, our beautiful roses, what beautiful fragrances, all is the barakat. And if we cry to Allah, and what will those tears, we will see the fruit of those trees, of those tears, if we cry to Allah Ta'ala. But today we don't cry to Allah, all we do is laugh all the time. Whatever time we are laughing, and even in our dreams we are laughing. We burst out laughing, wife also have to wake you up, what's wrong with you? And you are busy laughing, a big laugh. No tears, tears should come from our eyes. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala Allah asked Adam alayhi salam after 40 years when he said, oh Allah, forgive me in the barakat and sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Allah said, oh Adam, how do you know about Nabi Muhammad? He is definitely from your posterity, but he is going to be the last of the Anbiya. You are right in the front. How you know who's coming at the back? He said, oh Allah, when I was in Jannah, I saw inscribed on your arsh, beautifully written, La ilaha illallah. The last word is Allah. And the next sentence, the first word, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whose name you put with your name. I knew there is nobody more greater. Ba'das khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar. The greatest is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I used his name for intercession. Allah said, definitely there is nobody greater than him. And on his behalf, through his intercession, I make you maaf also. So such is the position of our Nabi. That Allah Ta'ala, due to geographical differences in time in the world, we are going to be making Zohar just now in Australia. They are going to, in Perth, they will be making Maghrib just now. And in Fiji Islands, they are making tomorrow's Fajr already. In America, they are still making Fajr still. And some places in America, the west coast of America, they are making last night's Isha at this time still. So all the time, the azans carrying on. Shafis do namaz awwal waqt, so their azans are in the awwal waqt. Hanafis do theirs at a later time. So for every namaz also different. So every split moment, there are azans going on in the world. And every adhan can never be complete without Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And it must have what Allah's Rasul's name, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That's what Allah made. When I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me. First thing in the morning we wake up, we should be reading kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluhu, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah's name, Allah's. At night when we go and sleep, we should be reading kalima. In the morning, the first thing we hear azan, especially now in winter, in summer, last we hear is also azan late at night. So a phone came last night from Cape Town, quite late, but what he said, we just came from Isha. The Isha namaz 20 to 10. In the UK in summer, the Isha namaz quarter to 12, 12 o'clock. Fajr azan 2 o'clock in the morning, up past 2, all the time azans are carrying on. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul, from morning to night, east to west, south to north, all the time. When you are born, adhan in your right ear, takbir in your left ear, inna ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasul. When you die, thana in the janazah namah, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. And after that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. When you close the eyes of the dying person, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. When you burying him in his qabr, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Idha dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'iyya. But only said, Allah has made all this intizam, how much do me and you remember our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we ever have any ta'alim of seerat in our house? I mentioned this in Homestead Park. One friend of ours came. He said, since you told us a number of years ago, we are doing ta'alim, fazail-e amal, but he didn't mention about sirat kitab. I'm talking about, so we hear also, I don't know which year we are hearing. Who of us started with sirat kitab? Even just 2 minutes, or just reading 10 times durood sharif. Do it each time also, nothing wrong. In the family, read durood sharif together also. Read Quran Sharif, make halkas, like when we go out in Jamaat, 10 surahs we read. Read that. Read the necessities of our namaz, our thana, at-tahiyyat, dua'i qunut. All this also we should make muzakra in the house, so that we know everyone's is correct, it is being read. And the barakat that will come when we'll read Quran in the house. We'll read durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great barakat will come in Madinatul Munawwara and the whole of Saudi Arabia, the whole world. Once we were in Kenya, they've got a group which are called Ahle Burda. The whole group gets together and they read Qasida Burda Sharif. Every person reads a couplet, another person, within the limits of Shariat, absolutely nothing. Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he says when he goes to Madinatul Munawwara, they have lot of these mahfil gatherings. And he says, I attend these gatherings also, in the honor of and the barakat. But don't go to that it becomes where it becomes a bid'at, where maulud starts. And the people stand up with the wrong aqidah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present and prepare a chair for him, etc. Don't do all the wrong things. But within the limit express. فَانْصُبْ إِلَىٰ ذَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَرَفٍ وَانْصُبْ إِلَىٰ ذَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ كَرَمٍ. Besides shirk and besides bid'at and innovations, honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can. But don't go overboard. Don't go beyond the limits. Stay within the limits and go till the limit and whatever you can praise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So warafa'na laka dhikra. Then Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Ulama of language, Arabic language, grammar and logat, they have written that a ma'rifa, a proper noun, if it is mentioned twice, one after the other, then it is the same thing that is referred to. And a nakira, a common noun, if it is mentioned one after the other, then it is two different things, not the same thing. So according to this, they made a beautiful poem that when usar, difficulty, problem, hardship, masaib have entered a hole, immediately yusran enters it and pushes it out again. And again, inna ma'al usri yusran. Again, inna ma'al, that same difficulty. Another more usr, yusran will come and push it out. In other words, if you have got one problem, there are two solutions for it. And yusran is nakira. That means unlimited. one problem. Inna ma'al usre, al usr is a one thing, one problem. But you have got unlimited solutions to it. So so Allah said, and the greatest problem was of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the problem that my car is not getting sold, or that my car burned down, Allah save us all, or this problem, somebody in a family got cancer, somebody got a heart. Those are the big problems are deen's problem, which will turn into our qabrs becoming pits of fire. That's a big problem. What is cancer in front of that? What is heart problem? What is financial problem in front of that? We are worried about this dunya's problems. Real problem on the day of Qiyamah, the humiliation and disgrace a person will have to face when all your amal will be played out on the big screen. And the people of the world will see. Your wife will see. Your mother will see. Your daughter will see what you used to do. Illa man tab. Yes, a person who made tawbah, Allah will make maaf. And when Allah makes maaf, Allah destroys all that videos also. All those files also, Allah Himself, not even He tells the malaika to destroy it. Allah Himself destroys all that. So those are the big problems. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, problem of deen, he was rahmatul lil alameen. His deen was alami deen for the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. And Qurban Jai, what effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1400 years, more than 1400 years. Yeah, in the southern tip of Africa, we are sitting on the nisbat of deen. This masajid of ours on the nisbat of deen. Go to Alaska and you'll find a masjid in Alaska. Go to Scandinavia and you'll find they are making tayammum on snow, which is right, correct. Where you can't imagine, and they make their musalla, they place it on snow and they're making namaz. The way Allah has taken the deen of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the world, the only people who can be recognized by their deen clothes are the Muslims. The Christians, you don't see them. The most they will have a cross hanging here or something like that, which also they hide away. And the Jews, you hardly see them. Very few sometimes you'll see them. The monks and the nuns, alhamdulillah, as weak as we are, as dirty as we are, but the Muslims, the men with their beards, with their topi, airports you will see. Wherever you go, you will see them. And unfortunately or fortunately, Allah knows, even if you go to a casino, you'll see them. Even you'll go to any other wrong place. They even got Jamaat Musalla there also. And they got halal food outlets also there. But they are conscious of the deen. Whatever, Allah knows better what is the reality of it. And the woman, even if they are wearing tight-fitting cloaks or something, but they are there with the cloaks, the identity, Islamic, Muslim, only this is the effort of and the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And go now to Madinatul Munawwara. You don't get a second chance to stand in front of 24 hours. You think I'll go 2 o'clock in the morning, quiet time. I'll go 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all are sleeping quiet. When you come there, you get shocked. Right from Babu Salam, there's just a wave, a tsunami of people that are just moving all the time. And new strategies they are working, how to get the crowds out. But it's just carrying on all the time. Haram of Makkah, making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And whatever they have planned, by that time again it will be small. What are the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have done your day's work, especially your deen's work, now turn to Allah. Make the hajjud also. Don't forget Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And the ibadat of Allah, do it with rahmat, with shock, with enjoyment, not as a burden or something, but with great enjoyment. Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykh al-Islam, like if there's a great seminar about some great person, and you go, you attend the seminar, you go into one workshop, and there they are discussing about this great personality who was the greatest jurist of all times of the world. Nobody ever made laws like him. Who is this? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go in the next workshop, they're the greatest statement, politician of the world since ever. Who was the greatest statement? And all are giving, big people of the world giving, presenting their papers. Who is this great man? Muhammadur Rasulullah. You go in another workshop, the greatest and the best father that could ever be in the world. And people are explaining, this father did this father, how he did, all of them.
And who is this great father? All are praising, and who they are all united that he is the greatest and best father of the world. Khairu Abin, the best father, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Who was this? The best son you could get in the world. And all are explaining that what son sacrificed for their parents. And they all united all together. Who was the greatest son in the world? Muhammadur Rasulullah. The greatest imam, the greatest musalli, everything, all of them, 200 workshops, and all of them, different departments of world. Who is this great personality? Muhammadur Rasul. But sadly, me and you are unmindful of it. Hey, whether we in Medina Sharif, we're more worried about the sports, about our country. We are more worried about the politics. This is the reality. Make dua for the marifat. We can recognize who our Nabi was and to be loyal. That we have proper iman on Nabi. And our muhabbat and azmat, respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi. And we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi. Itaat and ittiba, two different things. Itaat, to follow all the teachings of ittiba, to follow in the personality, the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to have the fikr which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Today who? We got fikr of our houses. We got the fikr of that one light switch that is not working. Of that one tap, the washer that is gone. We got more fikr about that, making so many phone calls. Not one phone call for the sake of deen. We'll phone our daughter that person was owing you money, he paid you. Or this, or how many other things we will phone? You had a headache, you had a toe ache, but did you make your fajr today? All your children made fajr? No worry about deen. That how the children are dressed, not a sign of Islam, especially now, this festive season. Look how our children are dressed from head to toe. You can't make out the child is a Muslim child. If it looks like a Christian child. If it looks like a Hindu child. All the other things we have brought. So that fikr of Rasul. And then the zikr of Rasul, Durood Sharif to read. So, and to talk about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ziyarat Rasul, sometimes at least once in a lifetime, when we go for Makkah, Medina, make your niyat of ziyarat Rasul. MashaAllah, how many of our friends have said we are going for ziyarat Rasul? And do Umrah by the way. Otherwise, always we do Umrah as the main object. And ziyarat, we go to Medina, but by the way, make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, oh Bilal, how is it that you don't come and visit us? So this is also very, very important. May Allah give us, make us true ummatis, loyal, faithful ummatis. Not just as we read in this nazam, just paper, and just an outward show that we do. But may Allah grant us this reality, and if we carry on, it will come. And alhamdulillah, what keeps us sticking? That how many of our friends, how mashallah the changes are coming. But the sad part, they are coming from people who are far and people who are mostly non-alims and non-hafiz. They are taking more benefit. And the people who are close, they must be taking, Allah knows. But we don't see. We are blind. We can't see, whatever reason we are blind, but other people, how they express. And many of our friends here, close by also, mashallah, what changes are coming in their life. May Allah Ta'ala accept and increase us, and let us reach perfection by His fazl by the time of maut. We mustn't go naqis in any way. When we go at the time of maut, let us go fully. And we don't know when maut will come, let us be always prepared. May Allah accept, inshallah. Those who want to become that, come forward. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj, to be always conscious of my Islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Qadiriyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. And then speak to Maulana Musa Kaji. He'll give you what, ma'amulat, etc.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling this week to Mpumalanga area from Yawm al-Arbi'a, the Safar comments, until Yawm al-Sabt, from Wednesday until Saturday. And inshallah, on Saturday night in Amalaw, from Asr to Isha Salah, there will be an Islahi Jalsa. Humble request for all the brothers to participate. And inshallah, those who are traveling with Hazrat, there's a request from the brothers of that area. They should please, that the men and the ladies should bring their own bedding, so it becomes easy for those brothers of that area for the intizam, for the preparations. So they should all bring their own bedding. And inshallah, in next month, actually in Jamadul Ula, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Jamadul Ula, this is the 20th, 21st and 22nd of February, our Islahi Jalsa will be taking place here in Azadwal. Humble request for all brothers to make preparations to come for those 3 days. Many brothers, mashallah, come from Yawm al-Sabt Saturday only, but we should try to once in a year to make the sacrifice to come for all 3 days, from Jummah Salah until Yawm al-Ahad, and Sunday until Zuhr Salah. And we should try to make effort in our areas also to bring other brothers, to encourage other brothers to come. Inshallah, those who are not here also from the different areas, we should make effort and fikr. Inshallah, we will be sending out pamphlets, posters, etc., and we will be asking the brothers to send their kaguzaris and whatever work they have done before the next month's majlis.
Inshallah, we should make shukr to Allah and take a lesson. See, Brother Muhammad Noorgat with his whole family joins him almost all the safars. Brother Ahmad Desai is joining. Hafiz Abdullah, Ahmad Desai is from Port Shepstone. Muhammad Noorgat is from Durban. Hafiz Abdullah is from Port Elizabeth. Other brothers from everywhere. We should also avail ourselves and take advantage, inshallah. Don't let everything happening in front of us and we getting left out.
we should also take advantage, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wasallim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, forgive all our past and future sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come here for our Islam. Ya Allah, make our Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let good akhlaq, let good character come in us, Ya Allah. Remove all the bad traits and the bad character from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our respectable and honorable Sheikh, Ya Allah. Our spiritual mentor that is making so much of effort, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Give our Hazrat desire khair in this world and in the hereafter, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And let us be for a long time in the shadow of this honorable Sheikh, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, let us make qadr of our Sheikh, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, cleanse our heart with all the filth and dirt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your marifat. Ya Allah, grant us the marifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, time and again, give us the tawfiq of sending salawat and durood in abundance to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us your marifat. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of being obedient to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and to be follow the tariqah and the sunnah tariqah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all these efforts and majalis that are taking place here in this Darul Uloom, in this Khanka, in this Mubarak Majlis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have come here, Ya Allah, accept our coming here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our islah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq when we go out, Ya Allah, to take the fikr of our Hazrat, to take the fikr of our Shaykh, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, all the coming suffers that are going to take place, Ya Rabbal Alameen, from far and wide, Ya Allah, people from America and from UK, Ya Allah, are taking advantage, and Ya Allah, they are benefiting, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making qadr. We are so near but so far, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And those who are so far, they are so near, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, cleanse us, Ya Allah, cleanse us internally, Ya Allah, cleanse us externally, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq of reciting the Quran al-Kareem daily, making zikr daily, Ya Rabbal Alameen, making dua daily, and Ya Allah, continuously making tawbah. And just before maut, Ya Allah, grant us tawbatun nasuha. Ya Allah, all those who have taken bayat, Ya Allah, accept the bayat, Ya Allah. Let it be the means of our reformation, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The coming majlis and ijlas that is going to take place, and the coming islahi istimas, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, make it a success, make it a hidayah for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our efforts and dua in the tawfiq and sadqar of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma isifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil
alameen. Also, one great benefit we can get, there is one blog, if we go on to Hamidiya. It's on our Khanka also page. Go there and also see that she's also a lady, and what wonderful work, and see how she's presenting it. If a lady can do that, and she's not an alima also, but how much she's benefiting, why can't we also present the talks of our Shaykh and make it so presentable? And go there and see how that we will benefit, inshallah.